All right, so I see that my friend Crystalline is just joining us, or a few minutes ago. Hey, Crystalline.
Hi, I'm here, Lisa. I've been here.
I know. I'm sorry I went late. We had such good questions, I couldn't stop.
You know what? That happens.
It does happen.
Especially with a good crew.
With a good crew, it certainly does. So welcome to our Becoming a Coach teleclass. As usual, it's really fun to hang out with you and do these coach-the-coach sessions. But would you like to just say hi and introduce yourself? I've been telling everybody about you for an hour now.
Sure. Oh, I hope it's not too much of a build-up. But anyway, hi, everyone. My name is Crystalline Ryan, and it's great to be your mentor coach this evening. Just a little bit about my background. It includes 20 years of business consulting and corporate. Plus, I've had my own coaching business for over 10 years now. I work with professionals, entrepreneurs, and coaches to achieve their ultimate success. And I specialize in success strategies, including the law of attraction, as well as the 80-20 principle. My coaching and teaching style is positive and highly interactive, and if you bring your sense of humor, it can even be fun. And it is my intention to share my experience and expertise to help you become the most masterful, successful coaches you can be.
Awesome.
So that's that.
That's that, and that's awesome. Well, awesome. Welcome. And as I mentioned to the whole group, Crystalline has a class becoming a certified coach program class becoming beginning on November 10th. So I'm glad you guys all get a chance to meet and experience Crystalline. So Crystal and I have a volunteer coach and client. I'm sure you heard their names, Holly and Brenda.
Yes.
And I've given them all the Coach the Coach procedures. So I'm going to turn it over to you after I just say to everyone else that is not Holly or Brenda to hit *6 and mute. I just want to be sure we give our coach and client the full line without any echoing or weird stuff going on in the background. So hit *6 to mute. And I'll do the same, Crystal, but I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, great. Thanks, Lisa. I appreciate it.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. So, Holly and Brenda, I'm going to start by just sharing with you and with everyone the number one ground rule for coaching, and that is that everything that happens in any coaching session is confidential. So we will honor that tonight. I'm going to ask everyone on the line to honor that so that Brenda feels comfortable sharing. And also, of course, we will honor that in our classes when we do the coaching practice. Okay, so we have a dog coach tonight. That's new. All right. Did you hear that barking?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll be interesting. So anyway, and it wasn't one of mine, by the way, because I do have three. So I will say that wasn't mine, Lisa, in case you're listening. Anyway, Holly and Brenda, so the other thing is, of course, that it'll give you practice for keeping everything confidential for your actual clients. So that's just something we want to make sure we do. So, Holly, starting with you as coach, just a reminder that to just show up blank and be yourself, just be present. And remember, Holly, that it's not your job to solve your client's issue, but rather to be a thinking partner. So at the beginning of the session, Holly, you'll want to hear Brenda's agenda by making sure you hear directly not only the topic but also what Brenda wants to take away from the session. And there may be a little bit, as Lisa said, of clarifying questions to help Brenda get clear about what she wants to take away given her topic. You'll also want to listen intently and ask those direct, simple questions that invite exploration and self-discovery on the part of the client. These sessions last 15 minutes, so if after 12 to 13 minutes I don't hear you starting to wrap up, I will jump in with a gentle reminder of time. And so you now know how to begin the session in terms of the agenda, both topic and takeaway. And I'm going to give you a hint in terms of how to wrap up the session. You'll want to encourage Brenda to her next step. That's how you'll close. Make sense, Holly?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Sure. So the other cool thing is, as Lisa said, I've got your back. I'm here for you. If you need anything, these sessions are intended to be, you know, a real life and live coaching experience. So if you have a question or if you get stuck, feel free to reach out to me. I'm here for you. And also, if I see a great learning opportunity, I may or may not jump in. So no worries about anything. There are no mistakes, just learning opportunities. And so, again, the cool part is that it works both ways. I may jump in, and that there's no problem with that. And also, Holly, remember, you can reach out to me. So if you have, like, a question, rather than allowing it to affect your session, you can just ask me real time. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, perfect. So you're good to go. So, Brenda, as clients, you're going to bring a current personal or professional issue as your agenda. Just be open and just something that you feel comfortable sharing with us, knowing that we're honoring confidentiality, but also that it's a group of people, so, you know, whatever feels comfortable to you. Any questions on your part, Brenda? No? All right. So for the rest of you that are observers, if you'll just silently take note of what the client says and how things land with the client and how the client responds to questions and statements, then afterwards we'll make time to not only hear from Holly and Brenda about their experience, but also as observers we'll hear some quick comments from you and so from the group. So any comments, takeaways from the session that you have about coaching and any observations, and also, most importantly, any questions you might have. So given that, the second ground rule in coaching, at least it's my second ground rule, is that everything will be positive and constructive. So it kind of goes without saying usually with coaches, because we're usually that type anyway. But just know, Holly, that, and especially Holly, but also Brenda, that everything is going to be positive and constructive towards a growing experience. Okay? I want everyone to feel super comfortable. So
that this is Brenda.
Yes, Brenda.
And I didn't realize my phone was on mute, and I started to say something when you said, was I okay? I'm fine. I want to apologize because somebody came to my door and my dog started barking. So that was me, and I apologize.
Oh, you know what, Brenda? I'm just so glad it wasn't one of mine.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Really, that could happen to anybody. And I figured it probably was one of you because I'm hoping that everyone else is muted. And the only reason I knew it had to be one of you was because it wasn't mine this time. That being said, I was just kidding about a dog wanting to be a coach. Perfectly understandable. No worries about that. No. It's cool. We'll go with the flow. So I'm glad you actually said that because it's kind of an icebreaker. It kind of helps everyone lighten up. I mean, for the most part, we want a nice, clear line, but life does happen. So no worries. Really, you know, my philosophy is no worries about anything ever. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. Thank you for telling me that. And like I said, with three dogs, I'm just so glad it wasn't one of mine. Hopefully my husband is minding our dogs so that they're cool. So cool. So let's go ahead and do the time. Holly, it's 7:14, so let's say 15 minutes. I just turned 7:15, so that's perfect. 15 minutes will be 7:30. So around 7:27 or 7:28, if I don't hear you wrapping up, I will give you just a gentle reminder of time. And so now what I'm going to invite you to do to start the session, I'm going to invite both Holly and Brenda to take a nice deep breath. And so as you breathe in, just breathe in centering, and as you breathe out, just kind of let go of all the instructions. You got it. No worries about it. If you've forgotten anything, you can ask me. So just kind of let go of all the logistics and all the information in your mind and just step into this beautiful present moment and just get super relaxed and centered. And as you do so, you'll be in a perfect spot to really just connect with your client, Holly, and enjoy the coaching. Mm-hmm. So whenever you feel like you've taken enough deep breaths and just really relaxed, you can take it away.
Hi, Brenda. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm so good. I'm so happy that we're here tonight and we get to talk about some things that we'd like to work on. And so what would you like to take away from us meeting and talking today?
We have two different things I'm working on. One is business and one is personal. And I'm not sure which one I should start with first.
Okay. Well, why don't you just start with the one that's most comfortable to talk about right now, Gio?
Okay. Well, I think one of the things I'm struggling with is I'm a little bit over 60, and I am a single person, and I'm kind of interested in starting to meet people and date and things like that, and I don't go to bars, and I just am not sure about the internet thing, and so I just guess I'm trying to figure out the best way to meet people and attract the right people and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. That's great. I'm really happy for you that you're thinking about ways in order to really get out there and start meeting others and, you know, feel like you're able to move on to the next chapter. And I think that's really wonderful, Brenda. You know, what are you doing right now? Are you doing anything? You're out? You're working
well,
now?
I've been running a company for 18 years, and I'm, you know, kind of stepping down and letting somebody else run that. And so I have more time to meet. And my daughter moved from here. I live in Kansas City, and she moved to Arizona. So she and my grandson aren't here to spend time with. So I'm realizing more and more that I need to develop more friends and have more of a social life. And, you know, I've been in a relationship for 4 years, but last year. And so I'm kind of like starting to think, how do I create a more social life and dinner parties and meet new friends and things like that?
Right. Well, that's absolutely a good way to think about it. And, you know, right now, what are you doing right now where you're able to go ahead and kind of meet new people? There's got to be certain things. You get out of the house a little bit right now, and you're not working 24/7, are you? You got to have a little bit of time.
Well, I think I have ran a company for 18 years, and you would have thought
nice.
I met somebody doing that, but I don't know, you know, I just never did. And so now what I do is I seem to come home, and I don't go out a lot at night because I don't drink, so I don't go to bars. And I go to church, but I don't really meet a whole lot of people at church. You know, it seems like everybody's married. So I don't know.
Well,
I'm just not sure.
Do you go to church? Are you, do you have any friends that you could call upon and, you know, really just be able to get together as, you know, friends and go out and enjoy some time together?
Yes, I think that I have some friends. I've been thinking about that, as a matter of fact, for Thanksgiving, having some friends of mine that are single over and starting it that way.
Great. Well, what are some of the things that you like to do that maybe you could invite a friend out and, you know, get out there and start enjoying yourself and being able to, you know, possibly attract someone to you? But you have to think about certain things that you like to do and then go from there. What are some of the things that you'd like to do that would give you an opportunity to, you know, just get out there and enjoy life and make a date with friends and just enjoy yourself? What is something that maybe we could plan on it and make a, you know, get a result from that? And when you start getting out and you start involving yourself and doing things, that really will attract more into your life, and that might give you an opportunity for having possibly more relationships to grow upon.
Well, don't I kind of need to know what I'm looking for?
Wouldn't
that be helpful? I don't know.
Well, I think that would be very helpful, yeah. And I agree. It would be something to really think about. So you're not sure right now what you're looking for, do you think? Okay. Well, let's think about some of these things. Crystalline, do you think that I should be able to, can I ask her some of the things that she's looking for in a friend or someone that would be, you know, someone that she's interested in, and kind of putting that out there as a way to attract that certain special person in her life?
Holly, that's a great question, and so I think it would be a wonderful question to ask Brenda. So given what Brenda wants to take away, which is the best way to come up with the best ways to meet someone, I think it would be wonderful to ask that as a really open-ended question about what would help her the most in terms of that takeaway. And kind of leave it open, that it could be talking about the type of person she's looking for, or it could be something else. Does this make sense, Holly? Is this helpful to you?
Yeah, that does. Thank
okay.
you.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. So, Brenda,
well,
I think it would be really good to to really think about the type of person that you're looking for and that you want to attract into your life. And that way, you would be able to have a clear picture and a vision of where you'd like to go with this person and how they treat you. And maybe you could write down some qualities that you're looking for in a person that you'd be attracted to.
Okay,
and that
Holly,
is
a
good start.
So I love what you're curious about. And that being said, let's check in with Brenda to see, again, is that what's going to be most helpful for her?
Her,
like, if she's wanting to find the best ways to meet people, and I think she already had an answer because I heard her start to say something, I think. It's hard sometimes to get used to the telephone line, but you know, doing this on the phone. But let's check in with her and just see if she would like to take that path or if, or what would be, let's ask it really open-ended, what would be the most helpful thing she could do in the next few minutes to get that takeaway of finding the best ways to meet someone?
Okay. Brenda, what would be really the most important thing right now to take away for really meeting that special someone that you in your future? What would be some of something that you would like to take away? Personality, character, something that you could really hold tangible in your life and that you look forward to having happening in your life and in your future. What would that be?
So what are you asking for? Like, what do you mean?
Okay, yeah, Holly, I'm going to jump in here just to help with this learning opportunity. Would it be okay with you if I just ask Brenda a question?
Yes, please.
Okay, cool. So we're gonna co-creatively. We're gonna do this together a little bit here, Holly. So given the takeaway, Brenda, that you shared with Holly, that you'd like to take away from this 15 minutes, some ideas or the best ways to meet someone, what would be most helpful to you to get to that takeaway?
I think to set an intention, like we try to do. I don't know, I probably shouldn't know this much, but I think it's that I need to have an intention and then a clear picture of what I'm looking for, because right now I don't even know what I'm looking for. Does that sound right?
Yes, I'm turning it back over to you, Holly. Great, Brenda.
Okay.
Turning it back over to you, Holly.
All right, that's wonderful, Brenda. I think your intention should be out there, and I think that's a great way to start. And your vision, you mentioned vision, I think that's wonderful. And I think that's a wonderful takeaway from speaking tonight. And I encourage you
like
that.
I feel like I need an intention and a vision, and then I need a strategy on how to accomplish that, right? I've never thought about it in personal terms. I've thought about that for business, but... when it comes to personal, I've never thought of it that way. Is that a good way to approach it?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, you know, we have a clear vision of what we want to do, where we want to meet someone in the near future. This is a great intention in your life that you'd like to bring forth. And now you are envisioning this intention to come to par, and now you want to set a plan, really, in your own life, and you want to be held accountable to that plan in order to reach that goal. And that is going to give you the idea of accomplishing that goal. And that goal is to find someone in order to spend some time together and enjoy life and really just have that ability to laugh and do things together and take some time away from running a business. And I encourage you to do that. So in order to do that, what are some of the ways that you feel would be most beneficial in order to accomplish that goal?
Well, like I said, the intention. So if I write down what I'm looking for, my intention is to meet someone that I could share my life with, like a partner, that has similar values as me as a Christian and is fun. And they have good health and hopefully someone that I want somebody that doesn't smoke or drink and someone that likes to ride bikes or play golf. And they would be like maybe around my age or you know, 1 or 2 years more, or, you know, 5 or 6 years younger, because I'm pretty young for my age. So, you know, just someone that is financially in a good space, but has a good sense of humor, and is attractive to me.
In good
space.
Yes, absolutely. So, well, Brenda, that's wonderful, and I think that you have a clear vision now of what type of person you're attracted to. You said it out loud, and it seems real. Does it seem real to you now at this point that this person is out there and you're waiting? What do you think?
Well, I get a little discouraged because I don't sometimes think they're out there, but because I feel pretty limited sometimes because I don't get out enough to even meet this person. I think I have to, you know, I'm one of those people that has a lot of faith and I trust God, but then I think about if I'm sitting here in my condo, I'm not going to meet them. So, you know, it's more than just a vision, right?
That's right. It does take it takes a little bit on your part too, Brenda, and I think you made a wonderful point. You can't just sit in the condo waiting for things to happen. You do have to take some accountability and start making some plans on getting out there and talking to more people. If you feel comfortable doing that, I would love to see you, you know, do things that you're comfortable with doing, but encourage you to continue working on this personal goal of yours that you so rightly deserve. And
well, I think Crystalline mentioned when she was talking, I'd like some input from her, about the law of attraction. She mentioned that was one of her focuses, that she works on law of attraction. And how does that work?
Okay, so cool. So I think you just got the next step, the first step, Holly, with Brenda.
Did I do it?
Yeah.
So I was hoping that vision would come to par, and I'm thinking, okay, well, that must be the law of attraction then. I just didn't have the right word.
So cool. So what I'll do is, Brenda, I stay on the line for questions afterwards. So we can talk a little bit about that after we finish all the CTA questions, if you'd like.
That would be great.
Yeah, I hear you. So I think that was the next step. But let's just check, Holly, because you still have a minute left, or a minute-ish. So let's just check to see. First of all, you're doing such a great job, but just check to see you know, normally I would say what's one step you could take, but I think she just said it. What is the next step? So I guess just check in with her if there's anything else in terms of moving forward, that you know, next steps. How does that sound, Holly?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
So, Brenda, I think we've accomplished so much today, and I really think that you taking the steps and seeing the intention, the vision, and what you want to accomplish and writing a plan for you is such a wonderful idea in order to get the results that you're looking for. And I believe that the law of attraction will come to you because you're saying it out loud and you're able to go ahead and write it down and read it. And I think that we need to continue to work on that, but you're so much closer to your goal now that you have a better vision of what you want in a person in your life. And I think that's great.
Awesome.
But sometimes I feel really shy, and I notice that somebody might be interested, but I'm kind of shy, so I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, so, I think most important. Okay, thank you, Crystalline.
You're welcome, Holly. So Brenda, what would help you with that shyness? What's one thing that would help you with that shyness?
Well, to have more confidence.
Great. What would help you get more? Yes, beautiful. What would help you with that?
To have some successes and to be clear about what I'm looking for and not pass fear, because I feel like fear gets in my way.
Gotcha. So, Brenda, how could you let go of fear?
What?
How could you let go of the fear?
I guess it's still the fear and do it anyway.
There you go. I think you're off to a great start. What do you think, Holly?
I think so, too. Thank you. Thank you, Brenda, for allowing my very humble coaching, my very first humble coaching session. Thank you, Brenda.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you both. You are, first of all, Holly, you are so lovely and caring and genuine, so authentic. Oh, my goodness. I could just feel the connection. Do you feel that, Brenda?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And Brenda, absolutely wonderful as well. You know, I always say it shows that you're a great coach when you make a great client because you understand the process and you are really willing to be open and authentic. And so both Holly and you, Brenda, are definitely the most experienced coaches in class now, without a doubt.
Thank you.
So welcome. What a pleasure to listen to. How delightful. I wish we had more time, actually, and maybe we'll take some more time afterwards at the end. So let's go ahead and just hear, first of all, from Brenda and then Holly. So, Brenda, what would you like to share about your experience in terms of being the client?
I was a little bit confused sometimes about the direction, and was she saying the direction or was I saying the direction of the conversation? I don't know if that makes sense.
That's perfect sense.
Client.
Keep going.
There were some times that I wanted to talk a little more and have her ask me more questions so I could figure things out. Does that make sense?
Yes. Does it make sense to you, Holly?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So, Holly, you're a great listener. The thing that you'll learn in this course as you keep practicing will be to deepen your listening will be to allow more space. There's that tendency, I think, because you're so encouraging, lovely and warm and encouraging, Holly, there's that tendency, I have it too, to kind of really be there for the client and fill in space. And what you'll find as you progress and allow more space that Brenda's talking about, you'll find it really deepens the coaching. And it will deepen your listening too. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. It absolutely does.
Because you're a great listener. And not only are you a great listener, Holly, you're a really wonderful listener in that you're a very empathetic listener. So it's really about keeping that wonderful gift you have of being such a wonderful empathetic listener and balancing it with space. And then that will take you to the next level.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So it's about marrying your gifts with the coaching core competencies. That's when you become a master coach.
Thank you very much, Christine, for the opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And I think,
go ahead, Brenda. I'm back to you. I'm still on you.
Okay, no. I think for me, it would have helped me get clarification and clear with myself, you know, and I thought she did a great, Holly did a great job encouraging me. And I know from my experience in sales and business and things that sometimes I want to fill up the space and not put leave the blank space because it makes me a little anxious. Mm-hmm. But I think it is putting it back over on somebody like me to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just need somebody to help me figure it out.
Yeah. That's a brilliant. Go ahead, Brenda. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I was going to say. I just need somebody asking me questions to help me get down, you know, kind of drill down to it.
Yeah. So that's just a brilliant awareness and a brilliant takeaway and a great learning opportunity for everyone. So, Brenda, I like what you're saying in terms of the space. And, yes, I think in terms of there is that tendency to want to fill the space a little bit, but I love that you get that the client does the work. And so, and it's very, that's one of the first things that we tackle in class, and we practice this a lot, is practice getting comfortable with space. Because just as you said, Brenda, even with your sales experience, most human beings aren't really necessarily naturally comfortable with lots of space. You know what I mean? So it's something to really practice. And it's a really keen observation on your part because, and let me just ask you, so in addition to space, we also want to ask super open questions. So Holly had a lot of great questions, and I'm going to give her some suggestions and helpful hints about making them even more open. So I'm going to ask you, Brenda, when I asked you questions at the end, did you notice a difference in my questions?
Yes, I think so. Hers were a little bit more vague, and I think yours were a little bit more focused, so I could get more focused on what I was trying to figure out.
Right. So I'm going to – this is one of the things we teach in this class is how to craft our most powerful questions. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight Holly's questions that were her most powerful questions, and then I'm going to add some of my own as examples for you all so you can start to get a feel for that. And I'll show you why you know, how they're crafted to be more open. So I love that you noticed that they were focused. So questions can be direct and still be very open at the same time, which is why I think you use the word focused. So, again, you really can see that from the client role, you can get a real experience of what it is, you know, what coaching is from the client's perspective, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome observations, Brenda. I'm just amazed at you. So anything else for you?
Oh, for me?
Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to
share? No, I just think I'm not a – I think I'm a little bit clearer about my next steps. I think I'm a little bit clearer that – but I'm still a little bit unsure.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Okay. So I'm going to just ask you, what's one step that you could take tomorrow, tonight or tomorrow, that would help you get clearer, to get that clarity you're wanting? What's just one step you could take?
I could write down, I think I need to think about what it is I'm wanting and what I'm looking for. You know, it's kind of like with a business, you know, you have to have a really clear vision of what you're trying to create or you just go off on different paths. I think it's really important that I get focused and clear on exactly what I'm looking for and maybe some thoughts on where that might, where to go to find that. I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. So first you're going to deal with getting clear about the what, and then you'll start working on the how.
Yes. I need it. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. And Holly, I want to compliment you because, Brenda, your original takeaway was a little different in that, I mean, and this happens all the time. This is such a great learning opportunity for everyone. So your original takeaway was the best way to meet, you know, the person you're wanting to meet. And
yes.
Then what you realize through Holly's questioning is that you need the vision first. And so
yes.
I really want to compliment Holly on getting to that because sometimes what a client thinks, remember we say we ask those clarifying questions, and I think Holly did an excellent job of asking clarifying questions that then helped you get clear on that needed to happen first before you could get to the how.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice clarifying questions, Holly. Really want to compliment you on that.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, really good.
I was very nervous.
It was a great first session. I should have said that right up front. This was a great start. Couldn't have asked for a better start. So no need to be nervous, Holly. You can just let go of that. It's only going to get easier from here. So cool. So, and Brenda, I will talk to you at the very end. You know what I mean? If you want to talk to me a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one-to-one. So, and by the way, if you and Holly sign up for class, then Holly can
mm-hmm.
do a follow-on session with you and get, and once she helps, you could then, you know, have, because that's the ongoing nature of coaching and the beauty of it and the magic of it, is that Holly, then you could share your vision, written down vision with Holly next time and she could help you then start exploring the how, the ways to meet this, perfect soulmate partner, whatever you.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I invite you both
great.
To sign up for class and follow up.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Well, Crystal, and I just want to say one thing, and I don't want to interrupt, but I really enjoyed your guidance and support along the way, and it was wonderful. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity.
Oh, Holly, that's fabulous. And I'm just actually about to turn to you to hear more about your coaching experience. Well, I'm so glad because, you know, Holly, that's why it's so important to feel comfortable in class so that so you practice until it becomes effortless and second nature so that when you start dealing with clients, you're a pro. You know, practice makes perfect. Practice is, you know, the way to Carnegie Hall is practice, practice, practice. So that's the beauty of this class, I think.
Right.
So, Holly, I'm honored that you allowed me to co-coach with you.
Thank you. I wish you were with me all the time.
Well, that can be arranged, right? I was going to say, right, Lisa? She's probably on mute right now. But anyway, we can talk to Lisa. That can be arranged. So, Holly, I'd love to hear from you what you'd like to share about your first experience of coaching and anything questions you have, too.
Sure. I think my first experience with coaching really was, you know, asking Brenda, you know, she really wanted ways in order to meet people, and she wanted results, and what do I do, and how do I get there? And I was just kind of like going on the fly and trying to figure out, you know, and ask her questions a little bit about, you know, what she sees in a man and what kind of things she'd like to have in her life, and really just to get that vision first. And then when she knows that, she'd be able to come closer to her goal and to achieve that result of having that special someone. So I was just nervous, and I really just kind of, like I said, I just tried to, you know, really go with the natural tendencies of trying to really be empathetic but also caring. But at the same time, I didn't want to tell her what to do. And that was very, very hard for me. So that was really very, very difficult, not to, you know, get into that aspect of telling a client or someone that you're talking to what to do. You're just there to guide and listen, and then you're trying to help them come up with their own ways in order to move forward and to really meet that goal or that result.
Fantastic.
It's hard to really come up with it. I'm learning, but it was wonderful. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to give you some pointers that are going to help you with that. So I'm going to, I always give my feedback in terms of compliments, because I always want to reflect and honor your natural coaching gifts, Holly, and also some suggestions. So I'm going to go ahead and give you some pointers right off the bat. That being said, I love that you say that you know that we don't give advice and we don't tell people what to do. And I always make the joke, Holly, that I can relate to you, that it is challenging. I love also that you admit that it's challenging. For most of us, it is, because we want to help so much. And so I always make the joke that, in fact, when I was in corporate, I used to tell people what to do for a living. So it's a real shift for me, Holly, so I so get you when you say that. So I'm going to give you some pointers on that. But thank you for being so authentic to say you understand that it's about helping them find their solutions. And that being said, that's challenging for most of us. That's why we have the coaching core competency. So let me go ahead and give you your feedback, and then you can have the final word, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Holly, you have wonderful energy, and I think you use your voice and your energy really well to connect with the client. You let Brenda know that you were excited to work with her. Your greeting was very nice and warm. You're a natural at not only welcoming your client but connecting with your client. And the empathetic listening is awesome. So that's a natural gift of yours. I would certainly keep that up. It's fantastic.
Okay.
And then
Thank you. In the beginning
you asked directly for the takeaway, which was wonderful. And then through some clarifying questions, as I said, you were able to find out that there was something even before that particular takeaway. So that was really good in terms of exploration. And using those clarifying questions Lisa talked about to get to the takeaway. And then the one little note that I'll just say up front for everyone, and this is the first suggestion, is that watch the we language. I don't know if you noticed it, but sometimes when we're in that co-creative process, it's so easy to say we, Holly, and you'll find that if we change we to you, it's more empowering. So did you notice at all using the word we? Am I catching you off guard?
Yeah, I think I have. You know, maybe I use it so much I don't even know I'm using it, really.
Yeah, because you're a natural connector, Holly, so I get that totally. So, for instance, at the very end, so in the beginning, you know, what can we do? Do you know what I mean? And let me just start off by saying that almost every student has done this. We all start out with we. But it's a subtle shift, but I think you're ready for it, and it has a profound result in that. At the end, you talked about what we've accomplished. And can you see how empowering it is if we switch that to what you've accomplished, meaning Brenda?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you can feel it. Okay, good.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Then I love after that you, when she wasn't sure about which topic she wanted, you asked her which was most comfortable. It's almost like you got an intuitive hit and went with it, asked her which was more comfortable. And from that, Holly, she instantly knew You're really good with the clarifying questions. She instantly knew she wanted to go on the personal side topic. Then
okay.
She was so encouraging and lovely when you said, great, I'm so happy for you. You're very encouraging, and I'll give examples where you're also endorsing the client's wisdom, which is also a really nice natural gift of yours. Now, the next suggestion I'm going to have for you is you asked a great question, what are you doing? And then at the end you said, now. And then your second question following up with that was, again, asking her, what are you doing right now? So when there's so many ways that we teach you to craft your most powerful open-ended questions. Here's one. If we shift from current or present tense to what are your thoughts so far or what are your thoughts or what are your thoughts, period, you know, what are your thoughts, can you see the difference
mm-hmm.
between what are you doing now and what are your thoughts? Because now is limiting her to whatever she's doing now. So her answer is going to be how it's probably not working.
Mm-hmm.
But if you
okay.
ask her, what are
yeah.
your thoughts? What are your thoughts so far? What are your thoughts? Can you see how that
mm-hmm.
opens it up to future?
Absolutely. And plus it doesn't put her on the defensive as well, because she could be thinking, well, what am I doing? Am I doing everything wrong? So really just being able to really look at it in a way that you're just opening up the whole line of communication. What are your thoughts? And then you're letting that person express them open and freely without any hesitation.
Yeah. And so then you, when you ask a question that's really open, you can just kind of sit back and relax a little bit, Holly, and let her explore all of her ideas. And then that takes the pressure off you. You won't be so nervous next time, because you'll know you don't have to figure it out. So the cool news.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you do. The cool news
I was like stressed out. Oh my goodness, you know, but this is really good.
Yeah, you don't have to
don't
figure
have
it
to
out. The client does all the heavy lifting. So all you have to do is just craft those open-ended questions and then just listen and let Brenda talk it through, as she so brilliantly noticed. Just let
yeah.
her talk it through. So good. So then
great.
Yeah, because I did hear you starting to, like when you said, do you go to church and what about friends, I did hear you starting to step into wanting to figure it out or feeling like you had to. And so I'm
yeah.
here to tell you don't. You can just relax and explore Brenda's wisdom, your client's wisdom.
Yeah.
I hear that. Yeah, see? Okay, so next
Yay.
Time. It's gonna be, yeah, that's fantastic. So, and then just one question at a time, and we'll also, another way to craft your most powerful question is to keep it simple. We'll practice that in class as well. And then, again, I made the note that you're a great listener. You're an empathetic listener, which goes a long way towards making a client feel comfortable and able to open up and be vulnerable to explore. And then all you need to do is add more space, Holly, and you'll get gold.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do add more space. Thank you.
And then,
thank you.
And then we covered, I just had a couple more compliments for you. Again, I wrote down, when she said she wanted to set an intention, and you endorsed her wisdom that the intention and the vision before she got to the how, and you explored that really nicely in terms of clarifying the agenda. So, but really nice endorsing of her wisdom. Whenever Brenda came up with something, Holly, you were right there to say, great idea, and yes, you thought it was great. So you've got that encouraging, endorsing their wisdom, reflecting their wisdom down pat. That's just a natural for you. So that's easy for you. Then we
okay.
talked about what would be – so sometimes I offer – in these things I offer questions too. We talked about what would be most helpful as a great open-ended question. When she said she wanted to set an intention and vision, the question I wanted to ask is, what is your intention?
What is your intention? I should have – yeah.
So, and you did actually finesse it later. But, again, with practice, your questions will get simpler and fewer and far between, and by allowing the client to do the heavy lifting, you'll go straight to the heart of things. So in other words, when we don't have to ask a lot of questions to figure it out for them, and we ask open-ended questions and they figure it out, then they can go straight to the heart of it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. That
yeah.
sure does.
Yeah, so they know more than we do. And then
right.
I want to compliment you, because at the end, you again endorsed her wisdom about how you believed in having a clear vision and you thought that was, you know, really great. And then you asked her question, what do you think? And then you got a lot out of that when you asked her just that, what do you think? That was probably one of your most powerful. I mean, you asked some great questions. I think that was one of your most powerful ones because she just went straight into sharing. That's how you finessed her vision and sharing her vision of what she's wanting. Yeah. So that was a really great, what do you think? Do you see how simple and open? Do you have powerful that question is because it's so simple and open?
Yeah, it's very powerful. Just right to the point.
Yeah, that was one of your best questions of the day. It was really masterful. And then I love the way you encouraged her again and said you'd love to see her have, you know, what she's wanting. And then that, you know, you encouraged her in terms of what she'd already accomplished so that you're kind of boosting her awareness and just energy, I would say energy and enthusiasm towards her goal. So at the end, Holly, I'm curious, when I was asking questions, I was kind of just showing you more of the open-ended questions, like the what do you think question. She mentioned shyness, so I asked her what would help you with the shyness, and she said more confidence. So you see how I was asking short, simple questions, what would help you get that confidence? So I was helping her drill down in the way that Brenda was wanting to drill down deeper to her own solution. So what would help you? I said, what would help you with shyness? She said, more confidence. I said, what would help you with confidence? She said, to be more clear and to let go of the fear. I said, what would help you let go of the fear? And she said, feel the fear and do it anyway. Do you see how she had the answer all along?
Yes, that was really nice.
Yeah, so I just wanted to show you.
Good.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I really like that, where you brought that to my attention. That's amazing.
Cool. So I just built on your what do you think question. So now, if you start out with, you know, your most powerful question, what do you think? If you start there, can you imagine you'll go even faster and deeper through the coaching process?
Uh-huh. Very good. Wow, thank you so much, Crystalline.
Oh, you're so welcome. It actually won't be faster because we always say slow down to the present moment, but you'll get there more directly to the heart of it. So that's why I really want to compliment you that you learned in this session that the power of that open-ended question at the end, and now you'll just use that question sooner.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah. Cool. You got it, Holly. So, Holly, let me just ask you this question. How do you see this process of being a coach in these sessions helping you develop your confidence?
Well, first and foremost, you have to get out there and do it, and you have to be able to overcome the fear and be courageous and be able to help people and get through and also be more prepared. I think that once you start learning something, it becomes second nature. So I think all in all, it has given me the opportunity to face my fear because I volunteered and I said, you know what, I might as well just face it because this is what I want to do. So it was a real huge step for me, and I just made me feel so much better that you were there and that I could turn to you and ask you questions in the time of need and guide and support me along the way. And that really just made me feel so much more at ease in order to help Brenda with her concern. And I wanted to help Brenda face her concern and be able to come up with a plan and get those results that she's looking for. And I feel great about it. I really do.
You should feel great about it. I think it was fantastic. I mean, it was a fantastic start, Holly. And I love that you worked together with me so you could learn more. You're so open to learning. So you have these wonderful natural coaching tendencies anyway, and these gifts. And your openness to learning is truly going to make you a masterful coach because you're so sensitive to the client and understanding of the process.
And I think she's very teachable, too. She seems to have a teachable spirit, you know, like she's wanting to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. That openness, you know, I love that. That openness to learning that you have, Holly, will also be openness to outcome with your clients. It's going to be... Yes, I'm going to echo that. It's going to be fantastic. We're in agreement. We're all in agreement. So, Brenda, Holly, anything else for you?
No, I'm all good. I'm all good. Thank you so much, Crystalina. I look forward to working with you in the future.
Oh, I hope so, Holly. I'd love to have you in my class. That would be awesome. So
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. So, Brenda, how do you see being the client in this process helping you become a more masterful coach?
I think it helped me be in their shoes and to feel the experience of the person on the other side, what they could do to help me. You know, sitting here, there were things that I was thinking, I wish she would do this, I wish she'd ask me that. So those things were going through my mind and my body, but I didn't want to take over and direct her. Does that make sense? And
yes.
I think as a CEO, I tend to want to, like you said, in the corporate environment, you tend to tell people what to do, and this is the direction, this is what we're doing, and yet at times you have to help people figure out things on their own, and coaching is more about that. So being on this side of the table was good for me to sit here and go, it would have been better if me sitting here. Does that make sense? I was trying to think of ways that if I was a coach, how I could help this come out of me better.
Yes, because again, I think being in the client role is equally as powerful, if not more so, because it does, Brenda, make us so aware and sensitive to our clients and our clients' needs. And we genuinely, like you say, in that role, genuinely get what is most helpful and what would work even better.
Yes.
Because it's how things land with us and what we're needing that fills in the other side of that equation. So I think you're right. I think it's equally powerful. If not, maybe more so even.
Yes, because I was sitting here, you know, and I knew answers were wanting to come out of me, but I couldn't get them out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that makes sense, that the coaching position is so important because that is my job would be to help someone to pull this out of themselves, not for me to come up with the answers.
Yes, yes. And, Holly, I'm guessing that you were feeling a little bit the pressure of the 15-minute time mark, too. And so as we practice in class, you all will relax and get more used to the 15 minutes. And believe it or not, you all will become so masterful that instead of feeling like it's a short amount of time, you'll actually be able to go so directly to the heart of things that sometimes students near the end of class, near the end of 22 weeks, even finish early.
Uh-huh.
Which I know it's always amazing. I know. Initially, you're like so I'm guessing, Holly, I'm going to check in with you, but I'm thinking you felt the pressure of the 15-minute time, right?
I did feel the pressure of the 15-minute time, and I kept looking at the time because
yeah,
I really want to be able to accommodate the time span. So.
Right. So imagine that you all will get so masterful and it'll become so effortless that you will help the client go straight to the heart of things in a way that you might even finish in 10 or 12 minutes. I know. It's so cool. So, but in this case,
yeah,
when you're starting out, I will also say, Brenda, that, you know, more time, you know what I mean, as you're starting out, more practice time is great, too. So anyway, so speaking of time, we're at 8 o'clock. I'm just going to invite Lisa back on the line, and while she's coming back on the line, I'm just going to ask if one or two observers had any questions or takeaways or shares for us, and everyone can come back on the line. Hit star 6 if you want to talk. Any observers want to share, ask a question, or share a takeaway or a comment or an observation? I'm sorry, I think I heard someone. Was it Paul?
Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Can you hear me?
Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Carl.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to make a comment.
Sure.
For them, the first time actually volunteering to do it, that's a plus for them right there. And they actually gave me confidence, you know, to want to volunteer next go around. And I think they did a great job. And I listened to everything they said. In the back of my mind, I was relating how I would have said this, what response I would have gave back. So I think they both did an awesome job.
Okay, so Carl, I can totally hear the natural coach in you, just like I can hear the natural coach in Holly and Brenda. But in that, even in that short period, I could hear the natural coach in you that you're wanting to encourage and acknowledge them as well. And I love what you said about you're really highlighting for everyone that no matter whether you're in the coaching role, as Holly was, or in the client role, as Brenda was, or in the observer role, you're getting that three-way perspective on the coaching process and that you felt inspired by the coaching tonight. First of all, kudos to Holly and Brenda, that Carl, that you felt inspired, and kudos to you. But that from the observer role, how inspired you felt. And I love that it gave you confidence. That's got to feel good, Holly, right? Holly?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. That makes me feel really great. Absolutely.
Yeah. Carl, I love your comment and that it gave you confidence. I don't know. I'm going to ask Lisa. I could just really hear the natural coach in you, Carl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really awesome. So thank you, Carl, for that. So, Carl, anything else for you in terms of what it's like to be the primary observer?
No, exactly what it is, observing, paying attention, and learning, you know. And I like that, I think, more than anything else. Just I try to play back in my mind everything that you pointed out to them. So when I'm up, I can already have that in my mind prepared to how to answer the question and let them guide me instead of me guiding them.
That's just so perfect, Carl. I can't even say. That's an awesome takeaway, don't you think, Lisa?
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought that was really good with Brenda. I think that was
funny. Yeah. Yeah, we can't wait to hear you coach too, Carl.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm excited for you. Cool. All right, Lisa.
All right. Well, awesome. This was so fun. So thank you, Crystalline. I love your, you know, your interaction. I love your feedback, your interjections. Awesome. It's so, it makes, well, it's a great example of what we do in the Certified Coach Program is what it is. So thank you so much. And Holly and Brenda, you guys rock. Thank you so much for volunteering. I know it's not easy to step up when you've known everybody an hour, but you guys did a great job, and I know that we all learned so much. So thank you for giving us that opportunity. So I'm going to wrap up now. We're over by a few minutes, but let me wrap up, and if folks want to stay for more question and answer, I am happy to be here. But we've done a lot in just a couple hours here at our Becoming a Coach teleclass. We reviewed the Certified Coach Program, and we heard questions and answers about that, as well as the field of coaching. We did the co-creative relationship exercise, and we really took some time to look at what we do as coaches and what we don't do and what our clients do in their roles. We set that great intention, I'm knowing that you're all going to keep it and post it and hang on to it. And then we had the Coach the Coach session. So, again, Holly and Brenda, thank you for volunteering. So let me end with this, a couple of things. First, if you're ready to enroll in the training, we've got a bunch of classes started. As I was mentioning earlier, we do have a 10 a.m. Eastern Time class that started today, and we have a couple spots left in that. If you're interested, shoot me an email or give me a call because I'm going to have to close that soon. But if that 10 a.m. class works for you, I believe it is the last one in 2015, so it is a great time. But if you're ready to get going in class, we have a Thursday class at 9 p.m. starting this Thursday. And then if you're ready to get started with Crystalline, her class begins on Tuesday, November 10th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can start your training with Crystalline, who I'm so grateful you got a chance to meet and experience tonight. There's another class on the schedule as well. Check out the upcoming class schedule or right on the bottom of the Certified Coach Program page. You'll see the enrollment. As I said, we are having a special. Our fall special is right now. And the tuition for the class is starting anyone that is on the website, actually, the tuition is $26.47, and that's all inclusive. So weekly calls by teleclass, certification, exam fee, everything. A website is free, which is great. So feel free to jump in on any of those classes. We do have payment plans, as I mentioned, 3-month, 7-month, and 9-month. So certainly we can answer any questions about that. But thank you all for joining. I do want to leave you with one kind of call to action question, aside from enroll in any of the upcoming classes, which is, what is your next immediate step to become a coach? So we talked about setting that intention, and I asked, what does it feel like to write that sentence down? So I want to leave you with, a coaching question for you to think about and ponder. And that last question is, what is your next immediate step to become a coach? So send me the answer to that. Email it to me. Call me. If your next step might be to enroll in class, it might be to join me for more Q&A. But whatever that is, I'd love to hear about it and discuss it with you. Thank you all for joining. If you can stay for more question and answer, I'm going to be here. Crystal, and I don't know if you have a class starting tonight or you've got clients after. Can you stay for a couple minutes?
I can.
Oh, awesome. Great. So we're both staying. Excellent. So if you can stay, we'll be here. For those of you that need to leave, thank you for joining. Look forward to having you around the CTA virtual classroom and campus. So feel free to give me a call with any questions and have a great night.
Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, what a great group.
Yeah. And especially
awesome
Holly, Brenda, and Carl. Holly, I'm so proud of you for stepping up even though you were nervous. I think that's great. And And Brenda for opening up and sharing with us, and Carl for his masterful insight.
Yeah.
This is Brenda. I'm outside walking my dogs now, but my phone's about to die, so I would love to have further conversation, but I'm going to have to hang up tonight because it's going to die anyway, my phone. So I'll check back with Lisa, and we'll have further conversation.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You,
awesome.
Thanks, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda.
You were great.
Okay, bye-bye.
You can hear the dog. That's
hey,
awesome.
Friend, yeah, have a good night with you and your dog, too.
What other questions do we have? So if you're on mute, star 6 to unmute. I just don't want
either
to be talking.
Either that so perfect tonight, Lisa, that there are no questions.
Yeah, maybe.
Perfectly clear? Are we perfectly clear?
Yeah, we have maybe we were really thorough, clear.
Yeah.
Well, we've got some great classes starting, some really good times, so I think that we'll certainly have some people ready to join in.
I'm glad you said that, Lisa, because I did want to say to everyone for those of you that are interested in my November 10th class, I will be taking time off and giving you time off for holidays. So no worries about that.
Yeah, everybody wants that. Yeah, and all of our mentor coaches are actually taking week of Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year off, maybe some other dates. That depends on the mentor coach, but
the
big holiday
the
travel time. Yeah, the travel time when people are away.
Yeah.
Plus it gives you that extra week off where you can start talking about coaching to all these, like, holiday parties you're at, which is really cool. It's a great opportunity.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Lisa? This is
Judith. Hey, Judith.
Hi. I just sent you an email. I don't know if this is a question for this call. Maybe you want to answer it through email. But I would like to understand the difference between the Coach Training Accelerator and the Certified Coach Program. And my question is because I cannot join the Certified Coach Program right now due to some other commitments, but I'm trying to understand if I would get any benefit on getting the Coach Training Accelerator now and then join one of the classes.
Are you screaming? I'm hungry, like a baby.
Oh, excuse me. We can hear you. You can hit star 6 to mute. That was awesome. Yeah, actually, you can order the Coach Training Accelerator is those are your books for class. So it's the curriculum for the Certified Coach Program. It is included in the tuition, but you can buy it separately on its own and, you know, kind of get you can get a head start on things. A lot of times people will buy the accelerator when they're looking to enroll at in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, and they want to just kind of get, you know, start getting into the curriculum beforehand and get a jump start on things. So you can certainly do that on its own. It doesn't have any of the, you know, you don't have Crystal and Ryan, you don't have all your classmates and, you know, coaching and all that. It doesn't lead to certification, but it is, I think the best way to use the accelerator is to, if you're looking at, like, maybe you can't start till January because you've got heavy travel travel plans.
Right.
It's nice to get it ahead of time. We do take the price of the curriculum off the Certified Coach program when you're ready to enroll. So
okay.
It would be less the $497.
Okay. And, again, another operational question. If I decide to pay now, can I choose what class to join later so I can take advantage of your promotion?
You know, I don't know if we are doing that. Why don't you give me a call? That'll give me a chance to get an answer to that question tonight. You want to shoot me an email or give me a call tonight? Give me a call tomorrow?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, great. And what month
Thank
were you.
You
looking at again, Judith?
You know, I need to look at my schedule. I would love to start in February, like the end of February.
Okay. Yeah, let me take a peek. I don't know if I've got the schedule totally set till February, but it's in the works.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks. Thank you. So what other questions?
Lisa, this is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi. So my question is, if you feel like I feel like I'm a really good listener and one of those people that people come to me for a lot of listening and kind of coaching and accountability, but you don't feel like you really have a niche in something that you're really specific, you know, good at, is this something to explore or do you feel like you need something very specific? I mean, I know that's better. You're going to target your market.
Yeah, it kind of starts to surface in the Certified Coach program because you're going to spend some time on that. But I will say, you know, I kind of, to be honest, I kind of struggled with this in class because I was like, I couldn't get my head around the narrow piece. And I couldn't think of anything. I mean, it did kind of make sense to me to lean more toward my professional experience in a niche, but my heart wasn't really there. So I had some struggle with this, truly. And it was a little bit, the niche was a little wider as I kind of came to it. And I was like the one that was the pain in class because I couldn't get it. But as time went on, and I think this happened, I mean, and Crystal is a better, I mean, I've been in the Certified Coach program once, you know, and experienced it live and firsthand, but Crystal has taught it a whole bunch of times in the last, I don't know how many, 10 years, Crystal. And so sometimes I think your niche kind of finds you as you, as you start, as you get it out there a little bit broad, sometimes it gets narrower because it, your niche finds you. But I'm going to turn this one over to Crystal because you've got a whole lot more experience with people processing, you know, their niche.
Sure. So we spend, as you know, Lisa, a great deal of time, a number of weeks on this particular topic and brainstorming it, working it in class, that sort of thing. And it can be, we work on it in terms of your who, your potential clients, and also your what. What it is, you know, what your service is. And so sometimes people will end up with a very narrow specific who and a broader what. And sometimes it'll be the opposite. Sometimes people will be very focused on a specific what they offer and the type of clients, their who is more general. And so it can work a number of ways. You can either be very specific on both or on one or the other. So I would say, and by doing the sample sessions, you're going to start to just naturally get a feel for your favorite clients and your favorite topics, and that will help lead you to, that simple practice will help lead you to, this is what I'm meant to do. So I think you will figure it out. I think, as Lisa said, rather than figuring it out, if you'll just let go and just start coaching, it will find you. It will come to you. So you'll start to really realize, you know, like, for instance, just to use myself as an example, I came from corporate, so I was equally comfortable coaching men and women. That being said, when I started coaching, working with men and women, you know, from corporate, and when I started coaching, I started realizing, you know, I love people. I just love people. Lisa and I both do. I mean, I guess all of us coaches love people, right, Michelle?
Yeah, exactly.
Love people. But I started to realize, you know, my favorite thing is working with women. I just can't help it. That's just my favorite thing. And, you know, it just came to me that was really, that was just really my favorite client as opposed to, and I still get men in my practice, and male clients, particularly coaches, but entrepreneurs and corporate types as well. But they're really more the exception than the rule. So it helped me focus my marketing, but then I could be open to having male clients as well as that worked out. So you'll start to really focus in on that for your marketing purposes. And that being said, it won't close you off to coaching even broader.
Okay.
So it's important in terms of gathering, focusing your marketing message. But I do think just from the practice of coaching, you'll be surprised. And I also started to notice, and tell me if this happened for you too, Lisa, that as I had sample sessions, I not only started to notice my favorite clients, but my favorite topics. So, for instance, when I started out, because I had a professional background, I really focused on that. And then I had clients ask me, they really enjoyed my professional coaching. By any chance, would I do relationship coaching as well? And I found out that I really loved that. You know, and so it's just by doing that we find out what we're really gifted at and also what we enjoy the most. Does that help you, Michelle?
Yeah, and do you feel like a lot of that is through this training that you're going to discover that?
Yes, because in this training, you're going to do at least 20 sample sessions and from beginning to end, and you're going to have a lot of help in cultivating those, how to recognize and attract your ideal clients, how to figure out what that is. And so it's through every week you will learn more about coaching, the business of coaching, the marketing of coaching that is going to lead you to that. And about midway through the process, we take about 3 weeks and we focus on niching. Niching, if you speak French. And so we focus on that. So you'll have all those sample sessions going into it. That will help you start to, and also just the brainstorming with your buddy and the brainstorming in class and hearing what other people are doing. It's just by being engrossed in coaching, like it's by being full in and playing full out with coaching, it's going to come to you.
Okay.
So you're going to be in, you know, you're just going to be talking, you know. What is it, Lisa? Eating, sleeping, dreaming, talking. Coaching.
Yeah.
You know, you're gonna
and your head's spinning. You're like, I have so many thoughts and ideas, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great thing, though.
Yeah, living, breathing, growing, coaching. And as you do that, it's just going, every week is going to spark new inspiration and new conversation, new ideas, and new clarity.
Yeah.
And then by midway, I will say this. I really love when we do these 3 weeks where you start building your hub, and then in 2 weeks in class, we go through each one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had a student leave that class without a clear picture of their niche.
Oh, wow.
Not one student.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Lisa, is there anything else? Does that?
No, I was going to say, I knew you'd be able to answer that. Like, I went through my own class, and I hear about how this works, you know, but you've taught it so many times.
It's
great.
Just even knowing, you're right, Lisa, just even knowing that my students all get clarity. And it's not just from those 3 weeks. It's from all the sample sessions. It's from all the discussion in class. You might even get ideas from what other students are doing in class. There's just this richness that Lisa was talking about that you get from
buddy discussions and discussions in the virtual classroom. And yeah, a lot of the class, a lot of the folks in class, even though you're assigned a, you know, one buddy for class and you connect with your buddy weekly and, you know, coach each other and share your goals and discuss niches and things like that, a lot of times other folks in the class, like, you know, your buddy might be, you know, whoever from Chicago, but you might also listen to something someone else says in class and set up a call so the two of you will meet. Or you might find you want to, you know, ask questions to someone who has a particular niche and brainstorm with them. So the classes do interact during class, but also outside of class, or even practice coach with each other. So there's lots of interacting that can happen outside of class. I mean, it's not required to happen, but it usually does.
Yeah, and in fact, I'm glad you mentioned that, Lisa, because I encourage masterminds, subsets of class to develop and grow. And I know Jackie does that as well, Lisa.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're really a big fan of masterminds. So you might find like three people interested in the same niche or niche and form like a little group around that and help each other clarify. And there's just this richness that comes from everyone's input. You'd just be amazed.
Now, what about if you're signed up, like let's say you're on the Thursday class, but
yep.
you had to miss it for, you know, some event. Can you get into someone else's class to get that information?
No.
No.
So, no.
Okay.
No. Well, once
so
class
you,
starts, well, like mm-hmm. I may add someone new to a class after the first class, just like there was a class that started mm-hmm. this morning. There's actually like two spots left. So if I have two people that enrolled, they'll be in class number two. And they'll catch up with the mentor coach on class number one. But then I close the roster and I don't allow people to like bebop in and out because there's a certain connection
yeah.
that happens
okay.
and trust that begins to develop and everybody's like part of the same tribe and so
yeah.
we don't let
yeah.
people go in and out.
Okay.
But
that's
if you miss the class. Oh, go ahead.
But, yeah, that's why you have buddies. You can always
mm-hmm.
catch up with the notes from your buddy. You can,
okay.
you know, if you miss a class, it's, you can only miss up to four.
Uh-huh.
Well,
mm-hmm. I'm not planning on missing. It's just if there's a special occasion that comes up, you know,
yeah,
that you.
Right.
So anyway, I'm just. Okay.
Yeah. You can always catch mm-hmm. up with a buddy. And I did have this one class where this one coach took the best notes ever, and somehow that became known to all of us. And so he just started sending them out every week. It was great.
Wow.
So there's always
transcribed
ways to catch up. Yeah, but your
okay.
buddy is your best way.
Okay. okay.
And there will be, something that at the beginning of the course you'll fill out, like any known absences, like
mm-hmm.
maybe you're flying
mm-hmm.
at some date. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're going to let Crystalline know so she won't schedule you to be doing something during that class,
mm-hmm.
like a coach or a client. But yeah, and then, you know, of course things happen that pop up,
mm-hmm.
you know, but
mm-hmm.
you'll also know what days you're not having class, too, so you can plan.
Right. right. Okay.
All good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So any other questions? Questions, comments? Anyone want to know about the payment plans? I mean, you can find them out by just,
mm-hmm.
you know, going to enroll. You'll see the shopping cart. But the single payment, oh, you know, shoot. Now that I'm looking at it.
Did it just make what you were about to say invalid?
Yeah, no, it just, it's not changing and doing what I want it to do. So if
yeah.
you have questions, shoot me an email, because I can't get to the payment plan right now. So yeah, do that.
Okay.
Sometimes
my
computer
doesn't. It's working, it's just working behind the scenes.
Exactly, it's doing
yeah.
something, I don't know. But anyway, so I heard someone had a question.
Yeah, Lisa, it's Michelle again. What's a good time to call you if we wanted to personally talk to you?
Yeah, so I would say for tomorrow, let's see, your best bet tomorrow is after lunch, Eastern time. So like 12:30 Eastern time. I'll be in early, but I have some recording things I'm doing. So afternoon
okay.
Eastern time, noon,
okay.
12:30 Eastern time.
Okay.
I'll be here the
Perfect.
Rest of the whole
okay.
day.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Great.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone. This has been an awesome call. You guys have been great. Thank you for your participation, your questions. It was awesome. And if anyone has any other questions that pop up, give me a call. Shoot me an email. Oh, let me give you my contact information again. It's 303-991-0388. Is my contact, my phone line. My email is lisa@coachtrainingalliance.com. And thank you all for your participation. Thank you, Crystal, and it was awesome to teach a class with you. We always have so much fun.
I know. I just love working with you, Lisa, totally.
We have a good time. I hear
yeah.
your classes are really fun, too. So,
I hope so. It's my intention.
Yeah, well, I get feedback, and I hear it. So
yeah.
I know. I know what they say. That's
that
awesome.
And, you know, I'm so proud of that because not only are the classes really fun, but also, the coaches just become so masterful and successful, and I just love seeing that.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think in a fun environment, it allows people to relax into the learning process. You know what I mean? Like, I think, you know, of course, here we are in the Becoming a Coach class, and to step up as coaching client is like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? But and you learn a lot even here when you're a little uptight or nervous. But in classes, because it's fun and everybody's there to learn, you know, it really relaxes students and allows them to really be. I mean, and you know, a great coach knows how to be as opposed to when we're nervous, we don't coach as well, we're all uptight. So that setting the tone for class makes, I think, a huge difference. I think so too, and I hope that people felt that tonight. And I'm so proud of Holly for stepping up. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Holly, if you're still here, but I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. Cool. Well, all right, everyone, have a great night. Thanks for joining. Do look for follow-up emails. I'll send those out. You'll get some follow-up text messages, and have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you,
ladies.
All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.